Brought to you by
A1 Locksmith, securing safes and milestone air conditioning, heating, plumbing, electrical, and more.
Okay. Do we want to do baby?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So Dave has a baby. Not a real baby. He's at this point a fake baby.
He's a toddler.
There's a distinction.
I mean, sometimes he still acts like a baby, well, and sometimes he acts like a toddler.
That'll happen till they're 20. But, yeah, you've got a toddler, and what is the line there? Is it walking?
Yeah, like 18 months.
What's the definition of a toddler?
Yeah, month-wise.
Well, you have to call them something when they cease to be infants.
No. Baby. You can still
refer to... Is there something between infant and toddler?
You can still say to Dave, your baby is really cute, right? And you wouldn't be like, baby is a toddler.
Isn't there a ceremony when you put the tassel on the other side and they become a toddler?
Dude, it wouldn't surprise me.
AI, if we trust AI, it says a child between 1 and 3. So they're a baby until their first birthday.
Okay. What's infant?
Like...
Is that another word for baby, or is that
an infant is a young baby to like 8 months? That's an infant.
what do you got
AI,
over there?
AI says an infant is a human child.
Man, the machines are getting so good.
Generally from birth to 1 year of age.
All right. That's cool.
All right.
So, Dave... And it would not surprise me if moms out there created some sort of ceremony for kids. They're like, he's now a toddler. And you show up and you invite everybody and they put the tassel on.
It's called a birthday party.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, look, we've all been through this freaking dog and pony show that's known as preschool graduation. Where I'm like, are you serious? You're making me go. Yes, you will go. And you will have fun. And you will support our baby. All right, whatever.
All right, then.
It's freaking preschool. He can't even wipe his butt.
X out.
Thank you. Well, this guy, Dave, took his baby to see...
Wicked for Good.
Oh, okay. You didn't take him to see the new Predator movie?
No. No, we did not see Predator...
Badlands. All right, well, this guy's mad.
Hardline, this message is for Dave, because somebody needs to call him out and publicly shame him. He took Wells to see a movie at the movie theater. You don't take kids that young to the movies at the movie theater. I don't care if you pay for a seat. Nobody wants your kid there, okay? Kids are annoying. 6 at the very minimum. And that is if the movie's like 4 kids. Come on, be better. Queef.
Eat my ass.
I mean, Dave, the guys, you just...
So the specific movie theater chain that I went to, this particular showing, which was an 11:30 in the morning showing, it says right there, when you buy your tickets, it says kid friendly, which means kids are allowed. And my kid was well-behaved. He was bopping around, but he was quiet the entire time. There was another kid that was a couple rows in front of us that would not shut up. And so that kid was horrible. My kid was good, and my kid was well within his rights and my rights to be there.
Jeez.
Shut up!
I'm a little scared right now.
I am too. I don't know what to say. I will say this. This is kind of a new thing, I think.
I mean, it's one thing if you're taking your kid to see Predator Badlands at 9 p.m.
Right.
But this was a early matinee that is for kids.
Yeah.
And it's a kids movie.
And I like I said, I think it's kind of a new thing, these full family showings. Like, they're a beating. But if you have no other option to see a movie, especially something that's kid-friendly like that. And you guys did the right thing, because you didn't go see it. You didn't say, like, let's go to the 6 p.m. one.
No.
You went to a 10:30 a.m. movie or whatever, where it was littered with kids.
Yes.
Littered. Overrun.
And it's the movie theater's worst nightmare. Right? Is it one of the wait service ones?
Yeah.
Oh, they're like, oh my God, what are we doing? This is the worst of the worst.
Well, it wasn't like, because remember when Minecraft the movie came out?
Yeah, they're throwing popcorn.
Yeah, and they were throwing popcorn in the air and trashing the theaters. It wasn't like that.
Yeah.
Everybody was well behaved except for that one kid two rows in front of us.
Yeah, you're always going to have a kid like that, right? But
and he was older than Wells.
We've all been to theaters before, though, in the circumstances that we laid out where it's a PM movie and there are maybe not babies, but there are toddlers, but you're like, what are you doing, man? What
makes your shoulders slump more? And we'll leave Wells out of this because Wells, of course, is an angel. But what makes your shoulders slump more? Walking into a movie and seeing a kid in your little circle or an airplane?
By far, airplane. And I feel bad. I mean, you're going somewhere. You've got to have your kid on the plane. Yeah.
But on the airplane, you almost always have headphones and you can just kind of drown it out.
Yeah.
If it's just somewhere else, I don't have headphones.
Yeah. And it was a way worse and way more stereotypical back, you know, in our days as children and when our parents were dealing with that because they didn't have headphones.
And there was no way they were taking us on a flight.
And that's back. No, that's the other thing.
They weren't even going on flights.
Yeah, they. If we can't drive, we're not going.
Yeah, and my uncle used to always say, if a kid ever sat next to me, or I sat next to a kid, it was the only seat, I immediately pulled out my cigarettes and started smoking. And I was like, it's kind of badass.
Yeah.
Do you think your parents? Well, yeah, I suppose you would know. I was about to suggest that I don't think my dad's been on 5 flights in his life to this day, and I was curious if there's a commonality a of, or was he a Don Draper business flyer or something?
My dad had a lot of business flights.
Okay,
but yeah, I think my dad had a fair share of business flights, but I don't know how many times my mom's been on a plane.
Yeah, I
not
mean
a lot.
But growing up, we did not fly anywhere. We drove everywhere.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Everywhere. If it was
like, where in Wisconsin are we going for vacation was the question.
Dude, I mean, if it was 12 hours, if it was 18 hours, no matter what, we never flew. Who flew back then? I didn't even know any of my friends that did.
And it had to have been so cheap back then.
I know. You drove everywhere.
Yeah, they were saying, I was listening to something today about the advent of like the 747. And how it cut like travel to Europe by like 90%, like tenfold. And over, I mean, not immediately, but very soon. So that unlocked the ability for people to like fly internationally was whatever year that happened is when the whole game changed.
There are two things that my kids, completely different lifestyles when it comes to the way that we grew up. And one of them is dinner, where it was mandatory to sit at a table and eat with the family.
Whatever mom makes, we're not ordering in.
Right. And somehow that went by the wayside when my kid was like 3 and was like, I'm not eating anything. Like, he was mini ham. And then there's just give up, and you're just like, all right, whatever. Just
well, parents whatever. Didn't give up in our generation, though. You'd sit there until 10 p.m. if you haven't finished your food.
Right. I think we gave up completely. And then the other one is being on a plane. Just, yeah, we'll just fly. Okay, yeah, we'll fly. It's great.
By the way, just back to the P1, the original call.
The Uh-oh. Guy you hate.
Uh-oh.
I do agree with him that if it's parents that are bringing their kid to a movie instead of getting a babysitter,
mm-hmm.
that sucks, and that's wrong.
Yeah.
So I will support him on that, but this case, I was well within the rules of the cinema.
Yeah.
Are you willing to retract your invitation to him?
No, he can still consume my buttocks.
And I would imagine that you, Dave, would want to have more babysitters based on the babysitter photos that you show us.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not allowed to hire the babysitters. But I send you guys...
All of age. They're all like 25.
Yeah. I send you all the pictures of the babysitters that I would hire if I had hiring privileges.
Yeah. Ham, are you on that?
On his babysitter list? No.
Okay.
No, you're on Slack. I put him on there.
He's kind of new to Slack.
Yeah, he doesn't ever look. But if you looked, you would see.
Yeah.
I have 80 missed messages.
40 of them are Highland Park Babysitter Club.
You're in luck.